Hey Yak listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Good. Welcome people to the Yak, Brandon. Do your hosting job. Welcome us.
All right, yeah, got my Barstool Bites. Okay, hold on.
It's a chicken tender sitting on top of Nate's three stacks of High Society.
There it is,
which is a poker reference.
All right.
He decided to not call them chips.
Welcome into the Yak. It is the Yak. All right, Nick.
Stanko, you're looking like an 8 Mile extra.
Oh, you're just firing bullets.
Stanko. Turn to the camera.
Fucking Stanko.
The legend. It's weird to see him clothed.
It really is. There's Steve J back there enjoying his food.
And TJ, he's focused on the Yak chat, flirting with the four girls in there.
Yeah,
I've rewatched the episodes, you horny motherfucker.
Yeah, he is in there.
TJ uses time? This hour to e-date.
Steve Clare.
Oh, man.
Oh, what's going on?
Big Cat said he's going to be a few minutes late.
I'll be leaving at 1:30.
For the dozen.
Yeah, I got to do trivia. It's us against Uptown Balls today. So
I mean, what?
Why don't you go ahead and spoil it before
1:30?
It airs?
So
we do this every single day.
There's cowboys behind the glass taking pics and whatnot.
What's up, Kai?
How are you doing, cowboys?
They are staring us down.
Yeah. No, they look.
Yeah. What are you calling him into? Okay, the cowboy's coming.
Why wouldn't I invite a cowboy in?
Nick, he's apprehensive.
Get your fucking ass in here then.
Oh,
why wouldn't I invite a damn fucking ranch hand?
Yeah. Have a seat, buddy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, come on.
Have a seat.
All right.
How we doing?
Good, man.
You don't have to take your hat off. The hat's the main reason we brought you in here.
He's a gentleman.
Oh, shit.
All right, have a seat. What's up? Hey,
well, hey,
good to see you, Brandon.
How we doing? Mm-hmm.
See, Chris.
Hey,
I'm Nick.
Copper. Oh, there you go.
Chris Copper.
Copper, yeah.
Chris Copper. That's one hell of a name you got.
Thanks. Chris Copper.
Yes, sir.
I'm Kyle B.
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm with my counterparts here, and we are coming up here to do a podcast with the Zero Blog 30 folks over there.
I figured
we're going to be talking about some things that we're doing. We're both, myself and the gentleman over there, are both military.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're at the latter portions of our career.
What branch of service are you in?
We're both in the Army.
Oh, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Hey, it has been my pleasure. You know,
good stuff.
This is my first time in New York, and we just got a VIP treatment over at the World Trade Center.
Do you like it in New York?
I'm loving it.
Sucks.
Really?
Yeah. No.
See, that's for my first time. But
visiting,
living.
But living is different.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Florida, mm-hmm. but I'm living in North Carolina. I'm stationed down at Fort Bragg.
Yeah.
And it's very, you know, different. I mean, because you know, we're on the west side of Fort Bragg, very rural.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we live, you know, this country here, Pinehurst. Maybe some of you have heard about
sure.
Pinehurst.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we have people that live there.
Yeah, we do.
So anyway, that's where we're at. But.
Do you get emotional when you leave the Pinehurst area?
Well, I'm not from there, so.
Oh, I see.
Well, it doesn't even matter sometimes. If you stay long enough around Pinehurst, you can't help but to, like, well up
when you leave. Well, when I leave Florida, see, I'm from Florida.
Yeah.
I do get a little bit emotional when I leave Florida.
You sound like you're a panhandle guy.
Mm-mm.
No, you're deep Florida.
No, I'm central.
Central.
Hey, look, I've grown up in Georgia.
You look like an Ocala guy.
I suppose
you look like an Ocala guy.
Now we're nailing it, right? Okay. Now we're nailing it, yeah.
So you're Florida. Horses. More cattle.
But yeah,
a ranch hand.
No.
I was looking at Brandon. He dipped his chicken tender too deep.
They've been making fun of my hat. Okay, I've been getting. My wife gave me this hat. My lucky hat.
It's a good hat.
Thank you. Stetson, check it out.
Oh yeah, please. It's a nice. It's Brandon. Lighter than I expected it to be.
Real nice. Yeah, it keeps it warm.
Hey, Kate, we just decided to take him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we took him, so there's no reason to listen to Zero Blog 30 this week.
Right. This is Chris Copper. I don't know if you've met him.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
What a name on
nice
you.
Nice to meet you. Yeah.
It's a hell of
Chris Copper, guy? You even got to be in the Army or a magician? You went the right way.
Chris Copper.
That's kind of one of the same.
Is that a stage name?
No, man. Born
of, does the Marine Corps have? Do they ever take up stage name?
We don't have a Chris Copper, that's for sure.
Because you're Marines, right?
Yes. Okay. I don't want to intimidate you at all.
Look, I'm going to tell you, that's actually the truth. I got a story about that.
Mm-hmm. Even though she's a
woman.
Hey, look, check it out.
She's lactating.
I'll keep this short.
Speaking of which, we'll touch back on that.
Yeah. On the lactation?
Yes. I just learned a fun fact.
Awesome.
I'll just say it now, real quick. The milk doesn't come out of just one. It comes out of a whole bunch of the whole nipple.
Right, it's a
lot.
Wait,
there's ducts?
Wait, it doesn't just have one
hole? Several ducts.
No, you can
not
even
one hole.
Just this is a great way to break the ice with the CBT guest.
Trust me, I'm all about this. I've actually put it in my coffee before.
You can even leak milk out of your armpit.
Shut up.
That's not right.
I swear to God. Yes, it's true. 110% true.
Is that just because you're... I think you were laying on your back. Okay.
Women are disgusting.
Easy, TJ. Easy.
You know, if it was up to us, though, to have kids,
this
world wouldn't be populated.
No, because we're big pussies, right?
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Damn right.
All right.
Well, can I steal my guest?
Yeah, y'all go ahead. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Like
it's
and
been
subscribe
a
to Zero Blog 30. We also talk about breast milk on there, too.
Do you? Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
Sorry for stealing your guy. His fault for being dressed in the getup. He's getting pulled in.
Chris Copper. What a fucking name.
I know. Yeah. He liked me.
He really liked you.
You had extra. Yeah,
extras.
Okay.
All right, man.
See ya.
Of course.
He's got good hair, too.
He's got great hair.
He's covering that thing up with a hat.
Good but he's hair. Covering up great hair with a great hat.
But he's also 25.
Oh, I would have bet large amounts of money he was a Panhandle Florida guy. But I guess Central Florida is a
Ocala was like, it was a cowboy type vibe.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that middle part of Florida that isn't near a coast is an interesting. That's what you guys did, though, right?
That's what
non-coastal
we did.
Florida?
Did
you find any Chris Coppers living in the wild?
We found a Chris Diamond, which was ironic. So,
absolutely.
He's just under a lot more pressure with work.
All right. Well, that was a good.
That was only 8 fucking minutes.
8 minute
diversion. Oh, no. All right, we just have some. Okay, I need somebody else.
So
a big Owen, hat to walk
how
in.
How about the owner of the RV park?
Are we talking Arizona or Florida?
Florida.
Yeah.
Interesting guy.
He was talking wild the whole time. Then at the end of the night, he just dropped that he has an adopted black son who's a 5-star recruit.
What?
And he's going to Alabama.
He's getting recruited by Alabama and Auburn.
It was a picture of a white boy and a black boy on his background of his phone. He was like, there's my son. And I made a joke. He was like, which one? I said that. And he pointed to the black one.
So is this – this was last year, right? So this guy's now a freshman in Alabama?
No, I think he was a junior.
Okay.
So he's a senior. I don't know. I think it was
It is my dream to adopt a 5-star athlete.
I don't think
that's my dream. Oh,
I think he was like, I don't know if he was telling the truth or not, because Kyle went and looked.
You
were creepy.
Research.
You were creepier than him.
I was.
What you did was creepier than making up a fake black son. Uh-huh. An FBS player.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see, first of all, I'm really, really happy and proud of Frank's new apartment. It looks great. It's a significant upgrade, and he works really hard for it.
He does.
He tested out his dishwasher yesterday. And did you guys watch the video of him taking the dishes out of the dishwasher?
No.
You need to see.
Pull it
Can
up.
We see that, TJ?
There's a twist towards the end of the video.
Of taking dishes out of a dishwasher?
He is the king of comedy, and I'm saying that without an ounce of irony or hyperbole.
While he's pulling that up, you guys, the TED Talk you guys...
He's typing G2G to the girls in chat.
The dishwasher.
All right, we could fast forward a little
bit. I guess that means it's done.
It does get the lens gets a little steamy.
And
you get, actually, no, this is a nice POV of his camera because you zoom in. He goes right into his shirt to clean it up.
Cleaning up my lens here.
He's the purest man.
He is. He really is. All right, so bring it out.
The top row doesn't matter. It's the bottom row. I'm going to spoil it for you guys. An all-time belch, and he just rolls with it.
How deep are we into the video before we get the belch?
Looks nice. All right,
let's move the sack.
We're going to watch this stuff tomorrow.
Is this Frank's first dishwasher?
Here it comes.
Let's hold on.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. Look at that. It's shining. It's shining. All right, I'll let them cool down right overnight.
Play it again.
All right, play it again.
Play it again.
It's really good. Look at that. It's shining. It's shining. All right, I'll let them cool down right overnight. Shining.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Shining.
That was textbook
right,
belch.
I'll let them cool down and dry overnight.
Was this live?
So goddamn good.
Was this live?
No, it wasn't live. So he posted that video.
Okay.
So Kyle and I worked 3 hours on a 40-second video. Frank does one take of that and just goddamn just blows us out of the water.
Oh, man, what a find! You watch that whole video and it paid off.
I watch everything Frank posts. I'm supportive.
Frank, did you watch that last night or this morning?
This morning. He posted at like 4 a.m.
2:30 in the morning. He just sat by his dishwasher.
Yes.
Oh, man. Good for him, though.
Good for him.
Apartment.
I'm really proud of him. It was his first time using a dishwasher.
I think he was like live tweeting like every household task he was about to do.
Yeah, his washing machine has Wi-Fi. He wants to know if he can. Yeah, so that's interesting.
I don't even know what that means.
Why do washing machines have Wi-Fi? What's the functionality of that?
I think maybe you can like...
Do it from your phone, I guess. Or something? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He'll have Bixby doing his delicates.
Oh, there comes Copper again. They are on the march.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he changed his hat.
Oh, he just took his hat out. He's in the presence of a woman.
I like to think some of the other guys, like that, he borrowed the hat from one of the other guys. They're like, yeah, what's going to happen? Right. They're pulled into a radio show for it. They're pissed. If you come into Barstool, just wear a goofy hat.
Wear a funny hat. Wear something that differentiates you from your group.
I'd argue there's a 50% chance of getting hired if you wear a zany hat.
I think the percentage might be higher than that.
No, because if you go too far, there was the Kid in the Cow costume 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was tough.
I don't remember the Kid in the Cow costume.
He came in full cow garb.
Okay.
And he knew as soon as he walked in the door, because everybody was just walking by him not giving a fuck.
That was a mistake.
You could see the mistake written on his face. Mm-hmm.
But best case scenario, what does cow costume get you? Because if you get hired, you almost have to wear the costume.
You have to be
constantly.
The cow guy every single day.
Right. You at least have to have cow facts. Cow you have to have cow guy. Stuff.
Yeah, you got to come up with a backup.
Yeah.
Or more information. I don't know.
Stephen Che, are you still basking in the glory of you owning Ryan Whitney on Twitter yesterday?
Yes. I feel more powerful.
You have a mouthful of high society don't you?
All right. Let's... call out your alter ego.
His alter ego?
You know what I'm talking about.
Clit?
Steve.
SK?
How quickly you forget.
Steve Clit's fucked 8 women.
What's up, little pussies?
all right.
Talking to literal little pussies. Right. He's shouting out to all the little pussies.
Yeah, you
got to
say your name.
Steve Clit.
It's been too long. Yeah. It's been too long. Brandon, what's going on with you?
I gotta leave and do the dozen in a couple minutes. The dozen days are just they're not a drag because I do enjoy doing it, but it's like it does weigh me down. Like, oh fuck, I gotta stop and go play the dozen. But it's a lot more for Jeff DeLow because there's no like podcast equipment around, or there's no rooms available. He's gonna have to just sit at his desk in the middle of the office and do the dozen.
Well, we have 75 podcasts.
We do. Yes.
I think it's literally, do we literally have 75?
We have at least 75, I think, and then we have three, we actually have 2 podcast rooms, and then PMT studio, KFC has his own studio. So we have 2 rooms and this room for the 75. But they used to do it with just 1 room.
Yeah, but we didn't have 75 podcasts.
No, but it was like 30 for 1 room, right? It was a lot.
So this is still more.
There's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's still more.
How's the scrapes on the arm?
I am going to live through the experience. Okay. Also, you dodged a bullet yesterday. I had recruited Nick for the rundown. It was going to be me, Nick, and Smitty. And he was going to be on the rundown. And turns out we had an argument breakdown on the rundown. It was Whitney against Taylor Swift, which is...
I love when people debate things.
The dumbest thing.
They care so much.
It's such a dumb thing. I can't imagine a dumber debate, but it's like I'm entrenched now, and I can't get unentrenched.
I don't think I'm passionate about one thing to get into a debate like that.
Is there no debate? No, you're wrong.
What?
If somebody here fancied themselves a Pokemon expert and they were espousing facts that you objectively disagree with, you would vehemently disagree with them.
I wouldn't get angry.
I think you would. I've seen you momentarily get angry at Pokemon.
I don't think there is a thing that
that's when people fucking
that I love enough. Unless it's about me, then I'm not going to debate.
So there's nothing.
I enjoyed the phenomenon that was going on yesterday.
Right.
No one is more vocal and outspoken than the Taylor Swift fans.
Right.
But a lot of them are like the white woke scold.
Yes. Yeah.
Swifties with BLM bios, and they were probably bursting and boiling.
Well, that's the girls. The guys. The guys like them for pussy.
Right. Or at least the.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
It's just it's a brand new shape.
No.
that's the first of its kind. You get to name the shape.
I don't know what it's doing today. Why are you doing this?
That's a Brandon. It has like 9 sides and it's kind of 3D. It's 2.5D.
I don't know. When it gets long, I need a haircut. When it gets long, it just does whatever it wants. I don't give a fuck anymore.
You should just grow it out.
Mm-hmm. This is grown out.
No, but like long.
I can't. It won't take shape like that. It will just do this taller.
That'd be awesome. You look like Johnny Bravo.
I think I'm getting close.
Was he a rapist?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he?
I think so.
A lot of cartoon rapists out there.
Pepe Le Pew?
Yeah. He's the biggest one.
Yeah, I guess I did wear a shirt with him very large on it. And it was hard to find. The Le Pew merch, they're taking it off the shelves.
Is he good and canceled?
Pepe?
Yeah. Like when they re-air old Looney Tunes and it's one of those hours where it's just a bunch of Looney Tunes back to back, does Pepe sneak in there?
I think they have to censor it.
I think he sneaks in.
They're not going to show any insertion.
I think he's still I don't think there was ever insertion, was there?
Yes.
He never insert. First of all, that's not even a skunk, that's a cat.
You wouldn't like the mixed race relationship.
That's not even hate that. That's not even
I thought it was progressive.
No, that cat accidentally walked under white paint or something and got white paint.
How'd the cat always get... That was multiple times it happened to the cat, was it not? Always white paint?
I think it was always white paint. It was always the same cat, too. Actually, there's some weird shit going on with Pepe and this cat.
What's the cat? Did the cat have a name?
I don't think the cat had a name. What do you call it? Cherie? What do you call it? Or he called it a lot of things, I guess. I'm not that familiar with Pepe's catalog.
Hmm. Who's your favorite Looney Tune? Foghorn?
I'm a big Foghorn guy, and I'm a big Wile E. Coyote guy.
You like Wile E. Coyote?
I liked him. You know what I like his cartoons more or is when he's Ralph and Sam, and he's with the sheepdog as opposed to the Roadrunner, because they torment each other and not just one,
yeah,
one
it was
person.
Fair.
Yeah, one tormenting the other. But he didn't have that many of those. Also like, I like Foghorn and Leghorn.
Kyle, you weren't allowed to watch Looney Tunes.
No.
It was violent.
No.
Your mom was very protective.
Cartoon Network.
That was Looney Tunes was on Cartoon Network.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, no, I couldn't. Fuck, whatever.
You had to turn it off when Looney Tunes came on?
I didn't want to watch it anyway.
What did you want to watch?
Oh, Nickelodeon. Mm. No. I couldn't watch Power Rangers, so I had to watch Magic School Bus.
That's the substitute for it.
For some reason it was. Maybe they were on at the same time.
My youngest is big into Power Rangers right now, and it's one of those. I can watch a lot of their things without secondhand embarrassment. I can't watch Power Rangers without it.
I never got into it.
Neither did I.
I
wasn't allowed to, but I didn't. Like it just didn't appeal to me.
It was after my time, so I can't even relate to it.
It was like uncanny.
Do it for a bit. It had a pretty sick theme, like guitar riff theme song.
That, yeah.
Morph, but then, the show as a whole is objectively very bad.
What is that noise?
That sounds like a shop vac.
Like a sander of some sort.
Maybe so.
They're fucking up the third floor.
They've been really fucking around up there. They're adding more podcast studios up there, I think.
Really?
Conference rooms.
Conference rooms?
Not podcast studios? We need
Pretty
more
sure
podcast,
not
studios.
Podcast studios. Because we're already kind of tapped with conference rooms. There's.
I think we had enough conference rooms.
Yeah, we have plenty of conference rooms.
There's four conference rooms up there.
You know how many people sit up there?
Yeah, but we have a big problem here of people taking conference rooms that don't need to be taking conference rooms. Just sit at your desk like a normal person. If you're going to be playing solitaire or whatever you're doing, you don't have to take a conference room.
There are people in there that are just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's their own
conference
little personal office.
Bigger rooms with more than two seats.
No, I. That was very condescending. That
you're
was remarkably
clearly missed. You're not understanding.
You were thinking those. We were talking about the side private rooms.
Yes,
but
you are.
You can,
I'm not.
You,
I'm talking about those little smaller conference rooms up there where you walk by and just one guy and they're working.
Again, that's conference rooms are rooms with multiple.
You don't think you can have a two man conference
up there? This hallway is littered with one person rooms, and then but over there where you sit, there's two smaller conference rooms that fit about 6 to 8 people. And there will be where we have the massages. Remember the massages? And you bragged about getting a massage every day.
Are you saying massage?
Massages. Massages. Yes, I am saying massage.
You can't make a soft G.
Massage. It's a massage.
Okay, yeah.
What is it, Kyle?
You are pronouncing it as if there was a D before the G.
No, the G-E.
M-E-S-S-A-D-G-E.
Is there a difference in D-G-E and G-E? Massage.
No. Massage.
What are you trying to say? Massage?
Say it.
You're saying it like there's a Z and a J behind it. There's a massage.
Yeah.
Massage.
You gotta just ease into massage.
Say general. General.
Pretend like you're in the process of giving someone a massage and say it in that cadence.
Massage. I'm gonna give you a massage.
No, massage.
I'm gonna give you a massage.
Giving a girl a massage isn't gonna work at all.
Sit down.
You're gonna catch a charge.
Sit down. I'm gonna give you a massage.
Yes, you're still doing it.
So the girl would refuse my massage?
Just bothering me.
You sound like you're a misogynist.
Yeah. Misogynist.
Massage.
Yeah.
Did I do it better?
Yeah,
massage.
Sexy.
Massage. Okay. Come here. I want to give you a massage.
Hey, mate, you ruined it again.
I did. Yeah.
Come here.
Come here.
Let me rub you.
Sit your ass down.
All Hell right. yeah.
I'm going to trade out with him.
Hell yeah.
How we doing?
He has to go dozen.
How we doing, kid?
How are things always scheduled?
Yeah, how?
One to two. Okay. It's 1 to 2 every fucking day. No. I'm not talking about you.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because I actually have a realistic excuse today.
All right, do tell.
What was it?
Well, I have 3 interviews this afternoon, and Tuesdays are one of the only times I can go home and see my kid, so I try to get done early, and the math didn't work out. And also, I'll throw in the fact that my brain is leaking out of my ears, and I forgot my password to my computer again, so I had to have Pete change it. It took like 20 minutes.
Shit.
Yeah, I got locked out of my own computer again.
I think everybody has the same password here at the start, right? Do all of our computers have the same password?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I apologize to the Yak listeners. I'm here for the rest of the show.
You missed an all-time character.
Oh, shit.
Kyle Copper.
Chris Copper.
Chris Copper.
Oops.
Yeah. He's not a cowboy or a ranch, and he's a cattle guy.
He's a cattle guy.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's in the Army.
At the tail end of his career.
But he's an Army lifer.
He has stories to tell.
Ooh.
He never got to a story.
He was saving that for the pod.
Ooh, love it. I actually had a question for Kyle that I've been a bad friend because I didn't ask how you're doing.
Mm. What do you mean?
I think that you and your namesake are on trial right now.
Oh.
Kyle Rittenhouse is the most Kyle ever. It's basically the fate of all Kyles. I don't know which way you actually want it to go.
We were more like self-harming violence.
Yeah, but this is the evolution of Kyle's.
We'll see
as you drink a monster.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically Kyle Rittenhouse is like, I'm going to just grab a gun and go fuck shit up. I'm Kyle.
He's Kyle.
So this is your...
Things are just getting juicy, my friend.
We're just getting into
Rittenhouse. All right, just give me your thoughts and then you can head out.
So,
I don't
are
weapons.
You nervous, though? Because this is... I really do think that the stake of all Kyles is on trial.
Yeah, I mean, I'm KB.
You are
there
KB.
You go.
Yeah.
Kyles have had a bad run, and there's been a bad few Knicks.
Mm.
Nicholas Cruz.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Not a great one.
A lot of people don't know that's his name, or... Yeah,
who
a lot
is
of people
that?
Just don't know his name.
A school shooter?
Oh.
The.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think there's been a lot of Dans that have...
Dan Hitler.
Shit. Dan Mussolini. God damn it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's brutal.
Stevens. Are bad Stevens?
I think Dans are just like, they're just kind of.
There's definitely.
Dans are.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're just over. It's over.
It's over for Dans.
It's over. It's been over for us.
Is there any bad Dans?
It's been over for us for a long time. I think we're just going to age out. as middle-aged soft dick losers.
TJ, what's the T for?
I'm being honest. Like, have you ever met a threatening Dan?
Timothy.
Have you ever met a Dan? You're like, ooh.
I think that's more of a masculine name.
Dan.
I'm not saying it's not masculine. It was masculine, but it's like it's starting to lose. If you had a lifespan of a name, I think Dans are in like the 48, like three kids, a little bit underwater in his mortgage part of his lifespan.
I think we're due for a Dan Renaissance. There.
Dans used to be cool in like the 90s.
Yeah, that was the peak of Dan.
Right, that was his 20s. Dans were fucking awesome.
But I think we're going to get some boy Dannys coming up.
Oh, Danny's tough.
Daniel, were you ever Danny?
I was never
Danny. Do you think there's any grandparents named Kyle?
Ooh, yes, definitely. Like, like 35-year-old grandparents named Kyle, right?
35?
Well, yeah, like 15.
There were no Kyles killed. Killed in World War One.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah, your 15-year-old had a 15. Your 15-year-old had a kid. You had a kid at 15, and your kid had a kid. So your 30-year-old Kyle grandfather.
If there's
you're
no Kyle, way that's happened him. More than once. Ever.
You what 15, is the youngest 15? Grandparent out there?
I did research. It's in the 20s, I think.
Whoa. Damn. Mm-hmm. That actually, like, it's kind of cool if you're a younger grandparent.
Kyle.
Oh,
right?
No. See, that's right. No. You can mark the point
yep.
in Kenosha. Kyle's went downhill.
What was peak Kyle? What year?
94. Oh. Kyle, what year were you born?
Three.
Oh. Huh. A little past. Yeah, are there any bad Stevens?
Yeah, search bad Stevens.
Bad Stevens. Bad Steven. Steven, you've been flying off the handle on Twitter.
What did he do?
I'm unchained.
He is truly unchained. Brad Stevens. That's a bad sound.
Oh, they auto-corrected.
Stephen Fox. Fuck this guy. Cosmetic dentist. Why don't you be a dentist for people with bad teeth, not fucking people trying to get what are you going to say?
The Route 40. Sorry. The Route 40 killer.
Was it Steven?
Steven Pennell.
Probably with a PH, though.
All right, Fuck these Stevens. I'm out on Stevens. Stevens, why
again,
are you
brother?
Unchained right now?
Well, we have two Stevens in the booth, do we not?
Oh, yeah.
We have a dual Steven booth.
What?
Stanko, is your first name Steven?
Wow. Oh, that was a miss. I'm happy you went there. His first name is...
It's just Stanko.
No, it's...
He's like Cher or
Chris.
Oprah.
Chris Stanko. No? Steven just...
Steven did a
Steven
C in the
said
air.
A C and he said Chris. So no one knows Stanko's first name. Do you have
Kyle?
A first name? No one guesses it. No one guesses it. We will get it. We will eventually get it.
Are there any bad people with your name?
It's so funny that Steven was like so fucking confident.
Yeah, he laughed at me.
See, it's Chris. Chris Stanko. I know it. Stanko and I texted or DM'd before he was even hired here.
Are there any A-listers with your name? Yes.
Ooh.
Brad?
You're going off that alone?
Jason.
Yeah. You think that's enough of a hint?
I don't think the A-list is that big.
I think Nick is right. Like, if you asked A-lister, I think the three names that immediately pop in your head are George Clooney, Leo, and Brad.
George Clooney does immediately pop in, but why?
He's an A-lister.
Because I think he's like the longest
A-lister. There's so many others,
running.
Though.
I don't think there's that many A-listers. I think we're too liberal giving out A-lists.
I'd agree with you.
I think A-list should be about 20 people.
I would say Chris Evans...
Sure.
Chris Pratt.
But it's not Chris.
Pratt doesn't like his disabled kid.
Bradley
though.
Cooper.
Yeah, sure.
Ben Affleck.
Sure.
Matt Damon.
Yes.
Orlando Bloom.
No.
No. He's out of the A-list, man.
To say his name.
Oh, is your name Ben? Is your name Matt?
Adam.
For Driver?
Sandler.
Oh.
Owen?
You think Owen Wilson's an A-lister?
Yes.
You do.
Jason.
Okay. I could debate this passionately. I was wrong.
The A-list should be slim.
I just said Jason and Steven said longer.
Jason with like three N's.
Jasonson. Jasonson Stanko.
Jake. John.
Jonathan, there it is. Jonathan Stanko.
John Stanko. That's like the most common man name.
Who's the A-list? Jonathan Stamos?
Who's your A-list John?
Yeah, who is your A-list John?
Wait.
John Stewart? Who's your A-list John?
John Candy.
I think of Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
Okay, that's...
What?
No. No.
Yeah.
Throwing it back.
All-time famous.
No.
Two-time Golden Globe.
Illegal.
Two-time Golden Globe.
Ever heard of it? What even are the Golden Globes?
Wait, I don't know who that man is.
Jonathan what?
Rhys-Meyer?
Pull him up.
Wait, is that the little kid from Jerry Maguire?
No, that's Jonathan Lipnicki.
There we go. He's more of an A-lister than your guy.
Wait,
you thought this guy was an A-lister?
And it's not even like Reese. It's like Reese.
Wait, so when someone says,
you
hey, what's
bitch,
your name? And you're like, Jonathan, like Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. That's your point of reference?
I've never seen this face in my entire life.
Who the fuck
this is
this
the first
guy
I think of, but nobody calls me by my first name ever, so...
But who is this person?
I don't think anybody...
In what?
No one has ever described someone as a two-time Golden Globe winner.
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. Are you related to him? Because there's no way. Like, I don't even think he's... Like, if you met Jonathan Rhys-Meyers' mom, he'd be like, yeah, my son, he's still mm-hmm. chasing this dream of being an actor.
So when we were saying like, George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Okay. John Stamos.
Yeah, maybe.
Not an A-lister, but way more well-known than Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
The A-list is Johnny Depp, George Clooney, Brad Pitt.
I don't even know if Johnny Depp's
Leonardo DiCaprio, Ben Mintz. And that's probably the five.
Taylor Swift. Oh, Brendan really put the office in a blender with that one. He actually is a genius. He's like, what can I pick that's very subjective? Music.
Sure.
And then what can I compare that has no comparison, no reason to be compared other than the fact that they're both women, Taylor Swift and Whitney Houston.
They're both singers.
And then throw it out there and watch the world collapse upon itself.
I think that is something that you can definitely compare.
They're so different, though. Like, Whitney Houston was nicknamed The Voice.
Who's better at music?
But that's subjective.
Yeah. And that's a debate.
Okay. I just thought that the Taylor Swift and Whitney... Like, I never thought Taylor Swift's coming for Whitney Houston's throne.
I thought it was, like, who has more stardom...
I think
famous,
it was who's
reach?
Better.
Who's better? Which like, is like, what's that's better? Right. Who's
yeah.
better?
Who's better?
Who has more Super Bowl wins? Whitney Houston or Taylor Swift?
To draw.
Who has a better hit list? Who was Houston fucking?
Bobby Brown. Taylor Swift has an all-time hit list. That's how you get into the A-list. You have to fuck Taylor.
There was I don't remember what newspaper it was, but it was an all-time headline when Bobby Brown died, and it said Bobby Brown beats Whitney Houston to death. He died before her. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Jay.
You get it now?
Welcome to the party.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
A-list.
A-list. Yeah. Taylor Swift made him an A-lister.
Right.
Which I don't...
That
is as far as I know my knowledge of what's going on right now with Taylor Swift and Jake Gyllenhaal.
But she's re-releasing her old music.
Which is awesome. It's an awesome move.
She's
re-recording it because now she can own it. So she found a loophole.
Oh, that is awesome.
In the entire like record industry that if she re-records her music, she owns it 100%.
That's awesome.
That's badass.
But people
someday
are going
crazy.
Are there major differences?
When I leave Barstool, I'm going to re-record every single part of my take word for word.
Oh, my God.
Damn, yeah. Yep.
Dan's version. Wait, Stanko, are you a big Swift guy? You were nodding your head.
Yes, Swift boat?
Major Taylor Swift head.
Really?
John Kerry, original Swifty.
Another Jonathan is Jonathan Goff, by the way, from Hamilton.
No.
I don't think you know who famous
you're going the wrong direction.
Mindhunter.
Mindhunter.
A Netflix original.
Yeah.
Yeah, David Lynch. But yeah, I'm a huge Taylor Swift guy.
Taylor's version. I'm familiar with Taylor Swift. I'm not.
I'm not really at all.
I haven't really dove in.
How tall do we think Taylor Swift? I feel like
she's
5'11".
6'8". She'd be taller than most starting centers in college basketball.
In a pickup basketball game, if KB's Gardner, is she immediately posting up?
Yes. And dominating.
Taylor Swift posterizing.
Have you ever seen Taylor Swift's Euro step in transition?
happened.
It's fucking insane.
5'11", wow.
Tico with the new hair.
Tico with the new hair.
Oh, purple braids.
That's she was here the whole time. Didn't realize. What are you going to do?
Hiding in plain sight.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do about
What's up, boys?
This feels good.
Feels really good.
We're all equally spaced apart. This is nice.
Yeah. I don't think there's been the three of us. When has it ever been the three of us?
Has it ever been the three of us?
Because we were talking about 7'5".
Okay, yeah, 7'5".
We were talking about it in the car the other day. The beauty to me of the Yak is that any combination of us now is still a great show, and we were just breaking it down. I think the only combination that wouldn't work was like Brendan and Sass solo.
That would work for like a Vine.
Yeah. But this, I don't think we've ever done the three of us. I don't think we've ever done
I think
the
we did once.
Maybe really? Once over like deep in COVID. Maybe. Interesting.
It's very interesting. We need someone to make a chart.
That would be really cool.
A visualization of the Yak combos and how much each one is like appeared.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Yeah.
You could just do YouTube era, or you could maybe do COVID era, because
we're all.
No, you could do it all. Do it all.
Can you do them all?
It would be hilarious if you did.
But how would you do it all?
I don't know.
Those are gone forever.
Yeah, I don't think
you could probably start You could probably start right before COVID.
It'd have to start with YouTube.
Got it.
Damn.
Someone do that, please.
That would be a cool chart.
I like looking at charts.
Yeah, like
the payoff will definitely be worth the work.
I will retweet it. So there you
go.
And I want to know what the most uncommon.
Yeah, the uncommon. Yeah.
This might be it.
This probably is
well,
it.
There's there's so many combinations. There's seven people. I don't know. Is that like seven times?
Well, also the most uncommon is when you guys are split up and like when Sass and Roan are split up.
Right.
Because you guys are usually in tandem.
So, like, me, you, Sass.
Yeah, me, you, Owen.
Yeah.
Someone do that, please. Waste a whole entire day.
No, I think there was a me, you, and Owen once.
Yeah, there might have been. I didn't see you guys since we went to Pittsburgh for the Bears-Steelers game. Huge in Pittsburgh. I did see you guys yesterday. We're huge in Pittsburgh. I always wanted to.
Did you have fun?
I had a lot of fun.
Did you booze up in the parking lot?
I did booze up. I had five beers in the parking lot.
It shares a parking lot with a casino. Is that where you peed? I was peeing that
no,
casino.
No, I got.
Yeah, Brandon stole my hat yesterday, and he thought it would be funny to put it up there.
I was given luxury peeing where the guy whose tailgate it was, which was a strip club, seemed like a nice place. He opened up his car door so I could pee behind it.
That's very nice.
Very nice.
That is very nice. Peeing outside is the best luxury.
The best.
I would argue peeing in the ocean feels better, though.
I'm afraid of having my hole open underwater.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it into a two-way street.
Well, there's the Indiru fish native to the Amazon, but God knows what these fish are capable of doing, where they're capable of going.
Thank you. Che pisses without
they
knowledge
swim,
of the Indiru fish.
They swim up the urethra, and they latch on with like a...
They have a hook that can go that latches. They can go up,
into
but they can't
the,
be pulled
And they
in.
Feed on your penis from the inside out.
Ooh.
You don't take your trunks off.
They can swim up the...
Trunks?
How tight are your trunks?
Your trunks?
Yeah. What do you call them? Bathing suit?
I call it a bathing
suit.
Bathing
suit. Yeah,
whatever.
Bathing suit. No, but they can swim up the leg.
But they could do that if you're not peeing, too.
No, but like when you're pissing, they're drawn to the warmth and your urethra is more open.
Yes.
Okay, fair. I see your point.
Either way, my point was Pittsburgh loves us, and I always wanted to convey whenever I go somewhere and people are like, the Yak, the Yak, the Yak.
Did you ask anyone where in the these United States?
There was a few people who made that reference. Yes. Yes, absolutely. People made that reference.
Let's go to Pittsburgh this weekend.
You want to just go to the Berg?
Yeah.
I love Pittsburgh. It is.
I'm only going if TJ comes.
I like looking at it.
Looking at Pittsburgh is one of the best cities in the world to look
it's
at.
It's awesome.
Aerial pictures.
It has the great entrance through the tunnel. Yeah.
The Golden Triangle.
Golden
is that
Triangle.
What it's called?
I don't know. The Fertile Crescent.
Oh.
No, I have no idea.
Is it? I think it's called the Golden Triangle. No,
I've looked. Could very well be.
That. I've never heard that shit.
There's also something about a city that's like, there's a nostalgia factor where it's like there was a time and place that Pittsburgh was like that was it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like when you go to Detroit, you're like, man,
things to do in Pittsburgh this weekend. Daughtry, we got it.
That's the most.
That's
so
that's
perfect.
The most Pittsburgh thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Golden Triangle is a Pittsburgh thing.
Okay, yeah. So it's like
it's a region. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something about those cities. Like you go to like Detroit, and you're like, there was a moment in time where Detroit was it.
Yeah.
It was it. Like that was the
fucking
was
the
place.
Pinnacle of civilization.
Yeah,
at one point.
That was it the was. Place. It's kind of cool. In
China.
Yeah.
Took all the jobs.
They took all of them.
Don't even get me fucking
Biden,
started.
Dude. Oh, Biden, man, that guy pisses me off.
He had a Zoom call with the president of China yesterday.
Did he really?
It was all fucking smiles, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can't
Probably
believe he
Biden,
fell for that one.
Big NBA fan, I guess?
Yeah, must be. Mm. Spineless.
We just started doing 5 minutes of politics talk every year.
We actually should. Yeah. We should all have one topic we bring to the table.
Just unload whatever's going on.
That we get from a newspaper.
Yeah. Fucking hate these. Hate everyone. Whoa.
So that was not an intentional sound.
No. Someone dropped something big.
And a piece came off.
How's that monster?
The politics thing could help. I am potentially the least politically aware person.
I am as well.
In the country.
I am as well.
Yeah?
I have very, very little knowledge of what's going on day to day. By design.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Why? What's a change for you?
I'm a white male. I'm going to be good no matter what, right, guys? Yeah. Privilege. That was my privilege showing. My bad. Check it. Check it at the door. Yeah, politics, Cam. So, Politics. What is the...
I don't think I've ever proved a hater wrong.
I've never once.
Because I've never. I don't think
wrong.
I've never had a
privilege
hater.
Privilege Cam spelled incorrectly.
He's allowed to have that privilege.
TJ graduating from college with no ability to spell privilege.
Oh man.
We should check our privilege at the door, like Notre Dame. We touching the sign. We should have like a cubby. Where we just put our privilege in.
We keep it. We check it at the door. Uh-huh. We check our privilege at the door. This is a privilege-free zone.
Have you? You've never changed a hater's mind, you said?
I never proved a hater wrong.
There was one...
It's not a testament to my lack of skill.
There was one guy this past week. I'm stuck in, like... You know on Twitter when you get stuck in, like, these long arguments that people are having where they have tagged you in the original tweet?
Oh, yeah.
I'm stuck in a ton of those from Dave's thing.
I am, too.
Yeah. There was one guy, though.
There's a guy on the Yak that's been going on for days.
Really?
Like, the Wisconsin football
guy. Yes, that guy.
He's insane.
Yes. He won't stop.
He's
won't
insane.
Stop.
And I won't give him the satisfaction of blocking.
Well, let's give him some type of satisfaction.
But there was one guy who actually, I was in one of these threads, and after Dave explained everything, he actually changed his mind. I was like, wow.
Whoa.
That's never happened.
Yeah, that's never happened.
Yeah.
He's like, I take back what I said. I don't think that Dave is all these things. I was like, damn.
I don't think I've ever changed a mind.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like even like, what do you want for dinner? Oh, why don't we do this?
I'm really craving tacos. Well, maybe we can meet.
Let's get pasta. Yeah.
I've never changed my mind.
No one has ever like went out of their way to tell me I wouldn't be able to like to do a specific accomplishment.
Like a teacher?
To achieve something, yeah.
Everybody always has a
There's
teacher.
There's an era where people,
me,
people just like fetishize, like even like a like someone will like break a deadlift max and then like shout out to my critics who said I could never do that.
Yeah, right. All
like,
the no, people.
Like, who was actively telling you couldn't do a very specific thing?
There's, or maybe they meant at that like certain point in time you couldn't do it. In that case, they were correct.
Right. Yeah. But there's definitely, you're absolutely right. People who do like a 40-inch box jump. It's like everyone doubted me. Like, who?
Yeah, I think it was like 2008 when people started like really fetishizing
haters.
Yeah.
That is a fetish.
Big Cat hasn't heard the Frank burp yet.
Oh, no. Do I want to hear the Frank
you
burp?
You do badly.
By the way, before we play the Frank burp, I got a quick update about the case race, Sass's case race. I have, I was contacted by a future Hall of Famer, former NFLer, who would like to participate. So we got to figure out maybe if he participates.
Position?
Center.
Okay. Kevin Mawai.
No, it's Nick Mangold.
Yeah.
Mangold's.
He's a big fan of the Yak.
Yeah.
And it would be funny if we did a Mangold cam in the corner and see just how many beers he can drink himself.
That would be incredible.
Yeah. So maybe we'll do that. He'll be an added bonus.
He might. Just based on what I know, he might be the best drinker in America.
Maybe that's what we do. Maybe it's a case race. But the case race, the clock of the case race is Nick Mangold drinking 30 beers.
Do you remember, yeah, I would like that.
He is just he's a human clock. It's human timekeeper.
I love it.
Yeah. What were you going
to
say?
And he's a fun guy to be around.
He is.
Do you remember, I love how, we always defend Barstool. It's not we're not a frat. Look at us. Look at the guys we have here.
Yeah.
But then over quarantine, we had that huge debate who could drink the most.
Yes. When Dana Beers, when everyone was raising money for different foundations and Dana Beers did a beer pong tournament for nothing.
There was a beer pong.
Let's have a beer pong tournament. It was what are we doing it for? Just to see who's the best at beer pong.
Best beer pong. And it ended with to be continued. He ended a tournament on a cliffhanger.
Yeah. All right.
Oh.
What are we going to do? Someone said they...
Let's see.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's really good. Look at that. It's shining. It's shining.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'll let them cool down and dry overnight.
Oh, my God.
All right, Dick.
I'm really proud of
this video.
That was almost a puke video.
Yeah, it was almost. Burps
someone,
are worse
someone,
than puke.
Someone sent us the best puke video of all time, they're claiming.
Oh, Nick and I are actually going to do that video
in the
series.
Yak DMs,
and we're calling
yes,
it just the Yak as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
You can be part of it. You don't, but you don't like puke videos.
I do.
You
like puke videos?
What
the hell?
All right, then you can be part of it. It's going to be a once. We're gonna probably tape them all at the same time one day. We got to bring a bunch of wardrobes.
Yes, we'll have to do wardrobes. Why don't we just switch clothes?
Yeah, we'll switch clothes back and forth. But we're going to do
different combinations.
It's going to be us reviewing. I think we have a ranking system.
Yeah, but we need a scale.
We need a scale. Maybe it's a 0 or 1. It's a binary.
It's
ranking.
A binary ranking of if they puke or not.
Yeah, if they did, they puke. That's a 1. We give it
Ooh,
a 1.
That's a 1.
Yeah. And then we'll just and we're going to just watch puke videos and put it up on the Yak YouTube
and
that's
I want everybody to spam the comments that was a 1.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
That's
a good one.
Steve will do it video. Is that what you meant?
Oh, is that what that is?
I had a bunch of dudes sending
He says it's the best of all time.
I had a bunch of dudes sending me their homemade puke videos, not a link from anywhere, not an Instagram post, but filming themselves. This one kid put his whole fucking hand in his mouth.
I love it. I want
on the
shout
spot.
Out to that guy. Yeah, he was awesome.
We'll do a listener submitted.
Okay, no, I want people to start sending them in real time, so they have to do something to show that they're doing it live.
Yes.
Now.
Jerry, sit down. What's up, pal? How's it going? We're just yakking
Jersey
it
Jerry?
Up. Did we do the ad already?
No.
Travis Matthew. Go right now. I'm wearing Travis Matthew right now. Yak 20 for 20% off the best lifestyle performance apparel brand. They have comfortable hoodies. They have polos, hats, shorts, pants, button-ups, T-shirts, and more. I'm a big fan of the Cloud Collection. Those are the jumpsuits you see me wearing every Sunday. Travis Matthew has the most comfortable clothes in the world. I'm wearing something right now that's super soft, very stylish. Travis Matthew, go right now, travismatthew.com/yak today. Use code YAK20 for 20% off. What's up, Jer?
I'm congested.
Oh, no.
Congested.
Yeah, I got a sinus infection.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know how. I've been using the diffusers at the house. It's not working.
What are the diffusers? Oh, the spray?
Oil diffusers?
Yeah. They
blow. A little bit of eucalyptus?
Why don't you just get the spray?
What, the nose spray?
Yeah.
No, it's addicting.
So? Afrin. It is.
Mm-hmm. Very addicting.
You ever try boiling Fabuloso?
No.
Okay. Does that actually work? The cleaner?
Yeah. You ever,
for
fragrance.
Yeah, it sounds
sick?
Like a sinus infection.
I'm not sick. I got negative COVID tests.
So what's this? How do you get a
There's
sinus?
There's other diseases.
What's a sinus infection?
I got
infection?
Pain behind
a
my
lot
eyes
of
and my head. A lot of pain.
Pressure.
Yep, there you go. That's the word, pressure.
Don't get on a flight. No.
Eyeball pop out.
Yeah, I've had that before.
Yeah, I remember
like
when that happened to you. Your eyeball popped
out. Yeah, my eyeball popped out.
That
this
sucked.
This one's a glass eye.
I've been looking up remedies and stuff, and one of them was to grind up coffee beans and rub them all over your face. I'm
do
not
it.
Gonna, I don't know. I might try the Fabuloso,
though. Post a picture with ground up coffee all over your face. That'd be good.
What about I've heard if you dunk your head upside down in the toilet.
You didn't hear that.
Yeah, you do. You get the water up your nose. And
you have to
flush.
You have to flush.
Yeah, you have to flush.
It's a gravitational.
We'll try it. Oh, puke cam. Here we go.
Have you ever tried a neti pot?
What's that?
It's like you put it in one nostril and it comes
out
the other.
Comes out the other, yeah.
No.
Yeah, you got to put distilled water in it.
It's good.
You have to really stay calm. You're kind of waterboarding yourself.
Really?
Yeah, but it's worth trying.
That's very nerve-wracking.
There's Tico.
I don't know how you chug those beers.
Yeah, I think I'm
glass
bottle.
Is that Tico's twin brother?
Yeah,
I think that's what she's been saying.
I think I'm...
Oh, there's a straw in there?
Yeah, so it's like the air comes out the straw.
No way. Oh, the straw's not in your mouth?
No, it's a
the straw's pointing out so that the air can... so that it flows.
It's like the hole on the bottom of a recorder.
Wait, but why doesn't beer flow out of the straw?
Science.
What? This is... I didn't know that. What do you guys got going on the rest of the day?
There's too much lead up.
No. Yeah.
Too much. Can you just play like a puke compilation?
Oh, a puke compilation would be fun.
Got an email from Tico saying, hey, you're on the second or third episode of the Tico 10. I guess that's at 2 o'clock.
You are?
Yeah.
So she didn't say, would you like to be? She said, you are.
I like that. Her booking methods are
bold. It's a good method. I don't know what it's about. I don't know nothing. I think she had a couple rappers on. I don't really know much about rap. I mean, I don't know how.
What's your favorite music? Who's your favorite artist?
Artist? I like Neil Young.
Ooh.
Okay.
Good one.
I like Neil Young. I always wanted to go. My dream was to always go to a concert, but I never got the chance.
Wait, he's still alive.
He doesn't.
Working.
He doesn't tour no more.
Big Cat's. He's. What? You're going to buy him tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I've always still wanted alive.
To go. He doesn't tour no more.
If only
well,
I
what if we
chance.
Got him to come and tour? What if we got him for a private show?
I don't know if he'll do that.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he would.
You Neil Young? Hey, my.
Rock and roll will never die.
That's a good one. I like Neil Young.
For dead.
You know who I like?
Better to burn him.
I like Coldplay a lot.
Oh, Coldplay's good. Coldplay gets ripped.
I like Coldplay.
I love Coldplay.
I like old Coldplay.
They're good.
Yeah. People who rip on Coldplay can suck a fat one.
I like Coldplay.
What is it about like popular culture where we just decide a certain band just like that's lame?
It's a hive mind.
It's crazy.
It's mob mentality.
It's crazy. They
dogpiling.
Sometimes it's fun to listen to songs that are a little cheesy.
You
who
like
cares?
Coldplay, Nick?
I like Coldplay.
They're good, right?
Strawberry Swing.
Swing. I got my first hand job to Strawberry Swing.
That song came out in 2019.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Your first hand job?
Oh, yeah.
You remember the song, everything?
Oh, yeah.
How fast did you come?
Before the first chorus.
I don't think I've ever gotten a hand job.
It was actually
job.
To the stop
what?
Motion
you
music
want,
video.
You want us?
Period?
You've never gotten a hand job?
You never gotten a rub and tug?
No.
That's a lie. That,
I never
that
had,
pause.
I never had a, like a massage
place. If you have to
place,
think about if you've ever gotten a rub and tug.
No, I've never been to a massage
place.
No,
she just
like
liked
that.
Me.
Yeah. You've been to a rub and tug.
No, I haven't. I've never been to one of those massage places.
Come on, you've done it.
I've never done
rub,
that.
You get a little tug.
No.
You get, it's both.
Yeah.
I don't really ever think I got it.
Have you ever been just to a rub?
Yeah. And you've come.
You're really missing.
Have you ever... Have you ever cubbed?
Would you rather go to a rub or a tug?
Ooh. The tug would be nice, but the rub is nice to lead up to the tug.
I thought, oh, damn, this is a rub or tug.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Shit.
He's trying to say something. It's not
Kyle?
No, Steven.
Steven has not been to a rub and tug.
I have not. One of my great regrets.
You count that as a regret? Again,
that's one of your
similar
great
to,
regrets?
Similar to Neil Young being alive. You can still go to one.
I mean,
is that cheating?
I think it's cheating.
Yeah. I don't know.
I wouldn't want my girl going to like a massage parlor and getting finger blasted.
But I think that
it's way different.
No,
it's,
but I
is
think,
it different?
I think that's in the gray area. I think that's legally in a gray area.
I feel like anything where another person of the same gender as your partner touching your bare dick to the point of explosion.
Well, what if it was a guy?
What?
Explosion.
What if it was a guy at the rub and tug?
I guess that's a fair point. I should amend my statement. Anybody, if you're in a relationship,
got it.
Especially marriage, somebody's blasting your dick till.
Blasting.
That's he's being Steve Clint right now.
Steve doesn't know what happens in a rub and tug.
Are the massages good?
No.
Don't give me the Maloik.
All right, then I guess I regret it a little bit less. It would be awesome if it was like a really good massage, and then, but.
I don't.
What?
I'd rather get a really good massage than a really good hand job.
Yeah, no. Agreed. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. A really good massage, absolutely.
Without doubt.
Yes.
You're being quiet.
You'd rather get the tug.
No, I would never want that.
Me either.
I don't know how you put love coming that much, or you would put yourself in that position, and the coming outweighs the discomfort.
Imagine the clarity as soon as it happens.
You know what I'm saying.
I guess. I mean, yeah, I guess. I think you're thinking about it too much.
What's the discomfort? The awkwardness of the...
Yes, a stranger tugging you?
It's a business.
I don't want to be
that
her client.
That is so uncomfortable.
I want her to like me.
Again, I think you're just thinking about it too much.
What do you mean?
Like, you just go in, you get rubbed and tugged.
Okay. Yeah, you're being... it's not that easy.
Yeah, it is.
There's also...
I haven't done it in a very long time, but maybe we just... Well, you guys are saying it's not in the gray area, so maybe I shouldn't do it.
Yeah, it's not in the gray
area. All right, so then I'm out. I'm out as well, Steven. I have done it, but it's been a very, very long
time. You have done it. Okay.
Well, I am now retired from it, and I have been retired for a very long time.
I heard there's a place near Madison Square Garden that also requires a password, which seems really cool. It adds what I would think in my mind to the experience.
Yeah. We could set that up here, dude. Password for a tug?
Yeah.
We should all have safety words, reverse safety words.
Reverse safety
words. Where if you say the word, you immediately get
jerked
off. It's
like Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Yeah.
If you say that word, guess
what?
You
get jerked off by the person closest to you. All right, Jerry, you start first.
That's my word. First was my word.
First?
Yeah.
Jerry's word is Steelers.
Steelers.
Is Big Ben going to be back?
Nah, he might be back this week. He has to pass two tests.
Now Minka has...
Minka's going to be out Sunday, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So Minka's unvaxxed then?
If he's out that long, yes.
I don't know.
Hmm.
And I would think Big Ben too, maybe.
No, Big Ben is fully vaxxed.
Okay.
Fully vaxxed.
Yeah.
He's a complicated man. Oh, yeah, that's one of the best videos we've ever done.
Oh, that was incredible.
Pull that up big screen. The fact that... I think maybe the reason why I like puking so much is I can never make myself puke on command like this. Oh.
Are you wearing a Stephen Barry's jersey?
Yeah, we went to...
Oh.
Yeah, that's good.
Where are you guys?
We're in Indianapolis in the town center.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Man.
What is this?
Oh, this was the Indy 500.
Oh, okay.
I remember that Indy 500. I was walking around the C lot, the Coke lot, and there was a dude. It was like 3 p.m. Everyone was blackout drunk, and there was a dude just walking around with like a Rambo knife. And I was like, that can't be fucking. He was doing shotguns with it.
Oh, like with the Bowie
huge
knife.
Huge fucking knife, and he was opening people's beards. I was like, this is going to be bad.
Yeah.
That's a scene, though. If you're under the age of 26, I would very much recommend going and camping out for the Indy 500 with a group of friends. Very fun time.
My favorite experience.
Did you go?
3 years in a row.
Yeah.
I would just do the concert in the middle.
The snake pit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was insane.
You're a snake pit guy. You love being in the snake pit.
People were just dying. It was like a war. It was like... It looked like you were on a battlefield. People were just getting carried out in stretchers left and right. Heat strokes, overdoses.
Isn't that what you wanted to call your podcast, The Snake Pit?
The Snake Pit, but it was taken.
It was taken.
No, that's what you wanted to call your apartment, The Snake Pit.
Yeah.
Imagine if you named your apartment the Snake Pit. Hey, welcome to the Snake Pit. Take off your shoes, please.
That is a good. I need to name my
don't
fucking
name
apartment.
Your, I hate what it when like college kids would name their house. Yes. And, like, make a Twitter account for it.
Make a Twitter account.
They would like
house.
Quote like
no,
the quirky things their roommates said. Yeah, let's.
We should do it.
Now
as
it would be funny for you if like, we started doing it now. Yes. Yeah.
Like, what'd you do this weekend? I went over to the Snake Pit. What's Snake Pit? Oh, it's my, KB's apartment.
I just chilled in the Snake Pit. It was pretty low key.
You live by yourself?
Yeah.
KB?
Yeah. Well, you're never by yourself in the Snake Pit.
That's the first rule. You're never alone.
No what matter would you name what. Yours, Nick? What would your apartment be?
I think I'd want it to be some sort of grotto.
Ooh.
Or maybe a cove, a poison cove.
Poison cove.
I like that.
I think I'm going to go with the chalet. What should I say?
Oh.
The Brooklyn chalet. What about you, Steven? What would you name your house?
What would I name my house?
Yeah.
Now, let's ask Steve Klitt what you'd name your house.
The G-Spot.
The War Room.
It's the first time I've ever seen it. Like, I think I saw the light bulb above your head when that happened.
Well, my basketball court is going to be named KB's Boneyard.
Oh, yeah. That could also be your apartment, KB's Boneyard.
Why that?
Some bet.
You were going to have to construct the hoop, right?
Yeah. Well, we watched and did a live show, which we should still do.
Can we paint a center court logo? Please?
Steven, can we
paint like the key. Yeah, sure.
Steven, can we please get you treading water again? Sometime in this winter?
If any stoolies are around the Madison Square Garden area and have a pool in their building, please DM
the bathhouse we go to has a Olympic-sized pool.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Can we rent it out?
Probably.
What's the depth?
Probably 6 feet.
Okay.
If they have anything slightly deeper than 6 feet would be just because I would be able to stand.
Hardly.
Yeah.
But I want to do a live show from it. I want a live show.
Like an audience.
Not even an audience. I'm just saying I want to do a live yak, and in the background it's just Stephen Chase slightly drowning.
How deep do dunk tanks go? Can we just have you in a dunk tank?
No, you stand in a dunk tank because you fall in and then you stand up.
Yeah, also he needs a little bit of space to move around.
Let's dig a hole.
I would dig a hole.
I like digging holes.
Mm-hmm.
We got a hole digger right here.
We do.
You got a body? Jerry's got a hole.
Mm-hmm. I still like digging holes.
There's something
like
about digging a hole that's very like, it's just, you start. And then there's an end.
Yeah.
It's just very
nice. But
there
doesn't have to be. That's the
magic
of it.
That's true. You can go forever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's something about... I said to Jerry, like, he's, you know, I think he's feeling a little restless sometimes with this job. We need to just have, like, a pile of bricks that he moves back and forth.
We should open up a bar where you can dig holes.
It's the best. You ever dig a hole at the beach and then all of the fellas join in? There's a natural camaraderie and you just keep digging.
A hole bar would be awesome.
Yeah. A hole bar.
Yeah.
You could just drink in your hole.
Yeah.
I like it. If you get to a certain depth,
you get a free beer.
Yeah, you get a free beer. I like that.
I want to see Mark Madden, that Pittsburgh sports writer, just stuck in a hole.
Mm. He is one of my top people I want to see stuck in a hole.
Yep. Yeah. Upside down?
No, almost like a hole in a wall where front half, back half, and he's kicking and...
I like that.
Is he the guy with the funny voice? Mm-hmm.
Gravelly. It's gravelly.
He just likes to argue with people.
He's mad all the time.
I want them to be like one of those hamster water bottles, but it's just slightly too high,
and
so he has
trying.
To really stand on his tippy toes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He also loves... He's obsessed with like telling everyone that they don't get paid enough.
Yeah.
Like, he's like... Barstool doesn't pay you.
Has he spoke out about Barstool before?
Yeah. He's gotten in fights with, I think, maybe Rear Admiral. I don't know. Being like, you guys don't get paid shit there. What? What do you know?
I want to prank him.
Yeah, we should prank him. We should call him up. All right, we got anything else?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I got a text. I won't say from who. New Son of a Boy Dad out today. Be sure to watch that and listen. 5 stars.
Oh, love it. Also got a text just now that we have to get our minds together because the collab that we talked about is possibly going to start soon. The BD with the Yak.
Yeah, the Yak collection.
So we got to have a meeting.
The
Let's
what?
Set up a meeting.
Oh,
oh my God.
Yeah, so we got to set up a meeting.
Those are going to be...
I saw a throwback the other day. It was called Barkney Spears.
We saw that.
What was that a parody of?
It was actually Jewel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jewel.
All right. See everyone tomorrow.
Got
good show.
Everything
about yeah, I just got that text. That's really fucking... Those are it's the act. It's the act.
Tenax.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.